Begin the current daf masechet Subas daf vav. Begin the basic of the master. Begin the Gemara. My kamash mulam. So what's it coming to teach us? Which basically explains what's the Gemara saying on this point. The my dinokar emotz Shabbos. Meaning in regards to saying that 4 nights, I understand. But why are you saying until matzah Shabbos? Because the Torah explains, because the lin ritzufim, like lemem, you can't say that, oh, we're going to tell you the lin, the 4 nights have to be straight up until matzah Shabbos. No, that you cannot say. The previous, like we already explained this in Rabbi Maslow, in the previous Tisus. So therefore, that's what the Gemara means by Mike Mashma. Next says, Matam, the Gemara, my love, isn't that the Torah that the person is perturbed the boil in the middle because he has to do a good, have to be tonight. On Friday nights, you see that it's mutter level, but chil b'Shabbos. Which Shais explains, Hocha leka lishnuyei. Here we cannot explain, l'bam b'Shabbos, k'dle'el, except for Shabbos, like we explained before, because it can never be the case, in a potter ad matzah Shabbos. So then, it really comes out that you're not really exempt from Krishma, in regard to this context that we're talking about, up until matzah Shabbos. And because it's not true, one of the nights you can't. But Kamash was the Tana tell you. So then you're really saying that with the Tana's words were mistaken, the potter ad matzah Shabbos says you're exempt up until matzah Shabbos. So, and that can't be true. So, maybe the Gemara could not have said what it said before. In contrast, previously, when the Gemara says, even if they say, except for Shabbos, and you cannot do it on Friday night, still would be appropriate to say until Matzah Shabbos. That, that halacha that we're going to be suspending that the blood is not dam nid, but rather dam basulam, where the person did violate and did have beer, then you could say that it's dam basulam. So, therefore, it's not a mistake. It would just be required in case of avar. So therefore, here we could say that, but here we cannot say that. Kinnik says, "Master, bring the gemara." Omer Rabbi Rabbi says, "Abba Chai B'chol Mitzvah Chulu." You see that I'm one who is obligated all the mitzvahs, and therefore you cannot say that a tirda is going to exempt you from kriyishma. Now, Babayi holds it that this is not a refutation. Could the tirda the leka mitzvah klal? Yeah, if you're perturbed with something like, let's say, morning, but there's no mitzvah at all, semachayvik mechayv. Or tirda the motzi bo, but we're gonna eggs. The tear that a person cannot do bia, chash, even though it's not that you're not doing something, but chashim tear the mitzvah still considered something that you perturb with a mitzvah. Kimishat tov b'masha ein yochel la'asis mitzvah. That is, he's perturbed that he cannot perform the mitzvah. That according to Abai would still be considered a tear to the mitzvah to be a part of. Tzim next says master begins with gemara chosma tefillin shemem ben peir. Except for tefillin, which says peir, there the avol cannot perform that mitzvah. Now, by meaning peir basim my kol, and the same last peir my kol, after tazvam menav and avol yirachman yichazik back that Hashem said that yichazik peir chokav shalacha, your splendor should be strapped onto you. Machlal, the lama also that a regular avol is forbidden. Now, but Quinjan appears, but Rashi, the way that it says, because Shneben Mepair, it says regarding them Pair, and the mourner has the earth on his head, and therefore it's not appropriate. Why is it being a different pasuk? So it starts hanging late in time, that's just to give an explanation to Lainil of Shamitzim and Tzvon, why we don't learn other mitzvahs. If Tzvon is part of this, then maybe other mitzvahs also. But saying, no, that's a Dimiyuchad specifically regarding Tzvon. But then, so it's not to take a second look, because you're going to say, now, my Shalaka Tzvon. Why is the Tefillin different? I mean, in the Dafkali Chazkel Nehmer that we say specifically by it was said to Yechazkel, V'loy L'Shavim, not for other Avelim, meaning this Yechazkel wore Tefillin and was a Dim Yuchat Behem and not for other Avelim, which became a Talmud Torah, but regarding learning the Torah, you'll finish Avelim Yechazkel, we do learn other ones from Yechazkel. I mean, what the Gemara says over there, Avol, Asim Talmud Torah. Why has it been in Talmud Torah? And Amal Yechman Yechazkel, Ha'onik Dan, like that Hashem said Yechazkel, but you have to be silent. And obviously that he couldn't learn Torah. So why for Talmud Torah that's us we do learn that, but in Tefillin that he did put on with Omer not? There's somebody you can say is the last thing I'm reading on to say something forbidden that we learn not. Even the Ashrach when the Chazal come back, Hashem said forbidden to Chazal. Look, all of them everyone all of them was also forbidden. I will answer, but to admit something like by Tefillin, like I mean that we don't learn not. The law delay luchodei l'mishas, but it was only for him. There was coming to admit, but not for everyone else. Can like this matter begin with Gemara, but Hanit Tanoi can't Tanoi, and this is the same Achalik Tanoi. Now, so Tanoi is bothered by this. So I've got the plague to know behind the book, although the Gemara ultimately brings the Machlokes Tanoim on this exact point. So he's bothered. So why did Abaya try to come up with his teretz? Yeah, Mekamokam Docha Gabayla. Still, Abaya pushes previously that he has to say the Chash of Tid the Mitzvah, Hogle Matzibal. There's still a Tid the Mitzvah on this that you cannot do beer. Why? It's anyways, there are Tanoim who actually disagree because the Nichalil Ukum Mosnin Kishmul does live because he wants to say the Halach of the Mishnah. It's like Shmuel who says it's forbidden to do beer. And if you have to say a pshat, if it's also so why are you potter? Because of you busy not being a dubia. And the mukinami plug the braisa, he also explains the machlokes the braisa, yachashav tirda, it's considered tirda, hadalem matzibol, this you cannot dubia. Why? Again, can they look me kishmul, kamashiach, as much as possible? Yeah, we obviously have a tana that disagrees. So he doesn't have to, he technically could just say that that's like that tana. But he wants as much as possible to try to find tana like sources and try to explain it like shmul, like he holds like. Now, look at these Babylonians, which they're not so proficient in being able to tell Piddush. So, therefore, what? So, it comes out having Bia is not inevitable that it's going to create this Isser, because the Chol Olam ain't the Kamei Bavliim. The whole world's not like the Babylonians. They'll be Kenan, rather, they are proficient. They've permitted them to do Bia on Friday night. As long as he's not intending to do a full five Bia, because that would be the Malacha. As long as he's not intending, says Dabashem Miskaven. Not only that, there's Dabashem Miskaven, but even more than that, it's actually going to be, it's not going to be a psychration. Now, part of the Gemara asks, M. Cain, if that's the case, Toyed Lama. Pidish, what does that mean to say? What does that mean? B'Shabbos, am I part Leil El Mekrishma, when it's on Shabbos, why do we say? We said that, oh, you're Torah, so therefore you can't see Krishma. Why you're part of the Krishma, and Tayyid explains this on Friday night, meaning, even the beginning, since they're proficient, so you're not Torah, you know how to do this, you're a professional. As Tayyid explained, Mishlim B'cholik and Tayyid, I understand during the week that he's Tayyid, why is Tayyid explaining this specifically on Shabbos? L'fisha Meskam and L'bavila Gemura, because during the weekday, you're trying to do a full-fledged Bia, and V'afl B'kin, yes, Tayyid and L'bavila Gemura. So during the week, you understand why you consider Tirda and you're going to be part of Krishma, even though we're saying most of the world there, they're Bikin, because to do a full fledged Bia, even the Bikin, it is a Tirda. Kadam Berg Vishin Barachas, like the most of the second Berg and Barachas of the Zayn and Abjab, Mulil and Patim. Mulil was Patim saying Krishma, but Machmal asked my enemy stringent on himself. Avagav the Baki Haya, even though he was a professional, because Shlohaya Babli wasn't a Babylonian, and it's only Babylonians who didn't know. So you see that during the weekday, yeah, it would be a Tirda for everyone. We're not trying to do a full bitch bia, as we're saying here in Asugim. So Torah Lama, so what's the Tirda? Mashan Digmaya says Lisha in the Baki. What does that mean? Pirish Tayyid explains. It doesn't mean for in the Baki. It means Lavisha in the Baki Mashah's Krishma. It means to say that at the time of Krishma, you're considered in the Baki because Afil Habakiyan Bishas Maisa, because even the professionals at the time of action, Koyda Maisa, right before the action, you aim, they're afraid Shlo Yibakin, they're not going to know how to do it well. They haven't talked when it comes to a Bia Gemura, but on Friday night, they were saying that we thought Friday night would be different. They were saying that ultimately, B'Shas Maisa, everyone is taught. Next time, the Gemara, that Reiv Bikinim. Most of the people are professionals. And therefore what? Every single individual, we're not sure, and we suspend that it's in the majority, and therefore we're called majority, and therefore everyone's permitted to do bia initially on Friday night, because you can do batia. It's not inevitable that you're going to do the isser. Says Tais Mashmach, it sounds like we're here do the bikin batia. The most people are professionals in being able to till. Then Tais to take a second look. It says if you're going to say the mitzvah based the chagig, we say in the second part chagig that we dial on base besula sheibro regarding a besula that became pregnant. Malakuna was alocha. Regarding Kuhuna, Tukai and Gadol, which Abu'ul is forbidden. Now, she's still a Basula, but on the other hand, how is it possible that she's pregnant? So, we say, Kigoni, Shabbatkuah, Pi Chavis. What we do is we check her on the barrel, and there was no rumor coming out. So, that's obviously that she's still a Basula. So, the question is, Micha Shinle de Shemul, are we concerned for Shemul Dam that he says, Yechon Liv, that I can do many B's without Dam, meaning to say that could be that the pregnancy was actually from a person. And therefore we have to suspect that maybe she is not a besula, even though she still has a besula over there. And that's how she became pregnant. I don't know, Bavati, but maybe she's a regular besula, but from the bath, from the pool, is where the receipt, and therefore that's how she became pregnant. Ma'asik Demar concludes, that what the Shmuel is shkiach. That no, to have such a thing as Shmuel, to be able to tilt, that's not so common. Now, Pegbas needed those seven dollar days. Now, Mikum the Moses says, Shmuel is different. The Rav Gubri, he had a lot of ability. So the question is, why mean, we say everyone's like Shmuel. Everyone has the ability to be able to tilt. So why are you saying it's only a din and Shmuel? The Shmuel says, what you could say is, no, but the Shmuel, Yochel, Libel, Be'il, Gemur, She'isha, Be'sabed, is boy, like that. It's not only Shmuel could tilt. Shmuel was able to do a full fledged beer, the woman could become pregnant without making the blood come out. About Tia, but we're tilting. Ain't it a woman will not be able to become pregnant by having be that way. And therefore, regarding that Gemara Chagiga, you don't have to be concerned for tilting El Shmuel, only for someone that would be like Shmuel, but not a regular person, because in that case, she was actually pregnant. But if that's the case, why do you need any people that are the ones in charge of seeing what happens after the bias mitzvah, mapalama, what's the point of having a cloth, pitted, because Rashi explains. Even Shem became livable dam since they're professional to be able to have beer without blood. Shemayata, maybe he's going to tell me like Tazika that Tashita and she's not going to entertain that he's tilting. So, what does it help to have a Shushbin and the Mappa? They're not going to see any dam. And he's going to say, ah, you see, but it's not true. He went and he tilted, and therefore there was no dam. Mishan, that's the Gemara answer. No, the Shushbin and the Mappa, Haim, the point of them is Shemayata. If he's not going to tilt, he will be like, he's going to have a full beer and it's going to be dam. We have a Mappa, and the Mappa's going to get lost because no one in charge of that. And therefore, that's important. Now, if a miyatzav is going to tell, he's going to say, "Shalom, what's the besum that he's not finding virginity?" Yichay loyma dam besula, and then she can say, "What if I'm still besula?" And because he tilted. Now, the problem with this pshat because Lari is the inner matanis mash actually. It's not really answering what was asked. That Lishnui really should have answered the based on what the question was. The maska died to loyma dam besula, that you have to entertain that she's still going to say I'm besula because he could tilt. And then veikar teretz chazam asef. Really, the primary answer is really not is not really being said. It's only answering the first part regarding what would happen if he didn't tilt. But the main point was, if he is going to tell, that's not really being said in the Gemara itself. So, Benir Lurie, Kapish Rabbein Tam. So, the Rebbe says, rather like the way Rabbein Tam explains, the Davka Mishabas Kapar. The actual question is only regarding the case of Shabbos. The map of Bishabin Lama, what's the purpose of the cloth and the ones aren't the ones that are the caretakers? What's the point? Because it's talking a little about Toya on Friday night, you have to have the Bia tilting. You have to have it because the Mice B'chol Yoim. Because every single day has been in Avil B'Shabbos that we have, should have been every day when they have be even on Friday night. But Friday night was the point, because anyways you're gonna have to tilt it, and if you have to tilt, you're not gonna have dam anyway. Shan the Gemara answers Shema Yedesh Shiloyata. Maybe it's gonna happen that he's not gonna tilt. People be like Gemara, he's gonna have a full baby. Yavi dam zum, then he's gonna need dam zum, he's gonna get lost. And therefore, it says Tais of Rabbi Duma, the Torah Lama. This is actually very similar to the question the Gemara asked with Torah Lama. What's the Tirda? The Peruch Dam B'Shabbos, which as Tais explained in the Bimaskul Oika Lalu. That it was also the same type of question, the way Tais Lishatas was only specifically talking about that of Shabbos, not during a regular weekday. Next, Tais Razav Gemara Limlas LaPeh, and the purpose was to make a peh, to make an opening chayvig b'chay, which Tais explained, based on the Gemara Shabbos, that a Pesach is only if it goes in and out. The Pesach said that this opening is a sui lahachlis loitzi, is made to bring in and to take out, which lahachlis avit to help the air get in, loitzi lech and to take out the mucus, that would be lahachlis loitzi, and if you're good. Like it says, not the beginning of the Gemara, but the men of only to, get, to let the mucus out, part of it can be part of because that's not the Malacha. Now, Perkshim and Shratz and the Gemara Shabbos, that goes down the days, Mokmin Lakar Abishimon. He explains it like Abishimon, who permits Malacha Shin Zichel Gufa. And if that's the case, Shmuel can answer that that Mishnah is going like Abishimon, but Shmuel holds it could be Huda, who would hold, yeah, it would be forbidden in the Abbot. Now, so that's what bothering Tais is. So what's, why are we asking this on Shmuel? So his answer says that Rabami is also going according to Abishimon. Because the Vlosa holds, the Shmuel said is of him even according to Rabbi Shimon. And the Rebbe Vasagi that Rabbi Ami, the question of Rabbi Ami was, the Dam Mifkan Pakid, that blood is deposited, Ula Dam Utsarach, and he needs the blood, below the Pesach, and the opening of Allah, Asa Shimon, still Shmuel says it's Asa, Kid Eb Shimon, like Eb Shimon, that Allah Shinzik Lugu, which is Malacha that you don't need for it itself. Oh, Lachi Parham Abbas Musa, that's what we ask in the case of popping the pimple. Chiech, like the men that like a potter, just like when you come to take out the mucus, you're going to be potter, become the potter, and not only the potter, it's actually going to be permitted. Even then, talk about it, since you don't need the opening. Avagav, the Shah Malacha, even though gently when you don't need the Malacha, it's potter, but it's still forbidden. But Musa Shah Mashem Tsar, by the pimple, it's actually even permitted because of the pain. So the question was, Achanam Mashem Mitzvah of Lemisha, also because of Mitzvah, should be permitted even like a Tchilo, like by Mappas Musa. Void, horrible, what you could say is that even if you're going to say that we permit for tzad tzvei mishum and mitzvah, more than mitzvah, therefore that wouldn't be a good parallel to Bishra ben Tamla. It's still Parsha, but still says it's a good question. Why? Here, where it's definitively a psychiatrical regarding the opening, if not for the pain, it would be forbidden. And still you see it's permitted. Regarding Be'ila, where it's not psychiatrical when doing the Pesach, because it's possible to do Be'atiyah. It's a mission. We should be picking up. Pick up the leg. Sorry, when there's no pain. Keep alive and secretion. It's not inevitable around the opening. Keep the absolute source down the laser. It's better because it's possible to take out the blood without making opening. Like it's obvious from the Gemara on the famous base. That's my answer. Hoch over here is pocket Velayaker. In other words, according to what you originally said, according to Shmuel, the dam is Mifka pocket and he needs the blood. So if so, it's not possible to make it forbidden. If not for the opening was made in the way that Malach Hashem took Lugufa, and if you wanted to ask and compare to Mappas Morsa, that's what the Gemara says. No, it's not appropriate. It's not true. It's not a comparison because the truth is that the Ksav of the Shmuel held Dam Chibur Mechaber, that since you need the blood, so therefore actually you give Mechayev Al Chabura. because and that's melacha tzricha legufa, in contrast to mappas morsa, which is not melacha tzricha legufa. And says to what then the same thing is that a mutlishna could have answered the old pesach tzricha, actually needs the pesach in contrast to mappas morsa. And if he might the kimle, but rather just according to what he held, the damut tzricha, that he needs the blood, and he holds that generally the boil is not having in mind for the pesach rather for the dam. That therefore Mishan that's what he answered, that even if you're going to say the lamed tzorach and not for the pesach, but still it's going to be more also by the will more than morsa, because again he needs the dam. And then he says it's a wonder because Shmuel but melachah shen zikul gubat zavol gabi yuda. Actually Shmuel regard melachah shen zikul gubat zavol gabi yuda. Kedamin berkan achnar kedo yeder and apayim and avet berkal atad in zvachad of tzadi beizam and aleph. So how can you say that Shmuel holds a gub shimon? By moving the medabah shem is kavin the shorah b'shimon, from the fact that by medabah shem is kavin the shimon is permitted, however, like Shuli should have asked. But lemelach hashem zikh legufa. Kim dreb bekin, because actually most of bekin eleven sikresh actually not a sikresh. So regarding the opening of the pesach, so if so, Shmuel could say it's permitted to do bialik and silah because medabah shem is kavin. So that's Taisa remains with that question.